Now here it is. All of us have sinned. Every one of us is a sinner. The only way that you can have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, is through the Lord Jesus, because He's the way. He's truth. He's the life. No man can come to God excepting through Jesus, because Jesus is the one who, through His death and resurrection, makes it possible for you and me to be forgiven of our sin. Because when we trust Him, when we confess our sin and repent before Him and give our hearts and lives to Him, and He comes into our lives, our sin, past tense, is present tense forgiven. Because Christ has already paid the price. He did that for me.
That unique South African brogue that began our program is the voice of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor. And today we continue in a study in God's Word about what it means to understand there's only one Savior. We'll dive into God's Word together in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you that we're here for you. We're connecting 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Many people are calling to get their hard copy, their physical copy of the Daily Encouraging Word. It's free, absolutely free. So call us for your copy if you haven't gotten it yet, to spend time in God's Word every day. 866-899-9673. Now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Someone said to me one time, they said to me, "Pastor, what is the difference between the Christian religion and the Muslim religion?" Can I tell you what the difference is? My God is alive. He's not dead. I want you to just watch this, folks. This is powerful. Verse 24, "But He holds His priesthood permanently, because He continues," for how long? "Forever. Consequently, because He is the forever God, He's the guarantor of our hope, of our forgiveness. He signs, seals, and delivers us right there into the heart of a holy God. Consequently, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them." Verse 26, "For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest." Here's a description of this Savior, this only one Savior. "Such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like all the other priests, to offer sacrifices daily. First, for His own sins, and then for those of the people. Since He did this once for all when He offered up Himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests. But the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever." Wow! That is just the most fantastic passage of Scripture. Well, just a few things here. I need you to get a hold of this in our study. This will really bless your heart. I promise, bless mine. These Hebrew people, just four things about these people here in this context. Number one, they were a historical people. Boy, did they have a history. No question about it. They were a historical people. Number two, they were a racially biased people. Wish I could say that differently. They were, folks. This was an exclusive group. I mean, they were exclusive. They were so racially biased. And a lot of problems came out of that. But I want you to think of us in America today. We're a historical people. We're a racially biased people. Number three, they were a persecuted people. Boy, were the Jews persecuted. You and I can talk about some of the most heinous, awful things. We all know about the horrors of the Holocaust. Folks, the persecution of the Jews, unparalleled all across the world. Number four, most certainly they were a religious people. And at the heart of their religion, at the very heart of the religion of the Hebrew people, guess who was there? the high priest. That's the Jewish religion. And what about the high priest? What did he do? He interpreted for them. He instructed them. What did the high priest do? Remember, he has a historical people, a racially biased people, a persecuted people, and a very religious people. And they put all their stock in the high priest. Very high view of the high priest. He interpreted what God said for them. He instructed them in God's law. He interceded for them. We're reminded of that when we get down into verse 26 and 27. It was the role of the high priest. Do you know back in this time they had a temple, they had the outer court of the temple, they had the inner court of the temple, the Holy of Holies. Nobody could go into the Holy Holies excepting the high priest. That means if you were to put it into this church, into practice, it would mean this area, this platform where I'm standing, right before where the choir was singing earlier. You and I know what happens is they would build literally a barrier around this area. They say, this is the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest can come here. In fact, it was such a sanctified, holy place, they would even tie a rope around the waist of every high priest who went into the Holy of Holies just in case he died of a heart attack, because no other person could go into the Holy Holies. And if he died, they could at least pull him out by the rope. It was serious stuff, folks. They put a lot of stock into the high priest. And it was through the high priest that they heard the law. They understood the law. And it was through the high priest that they gained access to God. Did you know, by the way, that there were approximately 84 high priests from the time of Aaron until the time this was written? Talking about the high priest. There were thousands of priests. Talking about the high priest, the one who represented God. And what God is saying to us here in this passage, that it didn't matter how high the priest was, that no priest in whatever role he could perform could ever be permanent, and nothing that any priest could offer could ever last forever. So I've got some good news here together today. You know, my friends, I don't often say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I get an opportunity to speak and in meetings and meet wonderful people. Recently, in Haywood County, North Carolina, I traveled up there on a Tuesday night and met. The place was just packed. Canton, North Carolina. Man, I love those areas. Isn't that just beautiful up there in the mountains? And you know, I've just developed such a heart of love and for Buncombe County and Haywood County and, you know, just to meet God's people. It was packed out with deacons. And it was just so wonderful to see those people. I tell you, folks, it was packed out. There was hardly a seat. If there was, maybe right on the front row. And boy, it just blessed my heart. And to be with a young man like Jonathan Blaylock, pastor of that church, and all those pastors from that association, just, I tell you, what a treasure. My good friend Sam Davis and I went up there on a Tuesday night, and you could just sense the power and the presence of the Lord. Why am I saying this to you? You know, I appreciate so much the respect that I feel from a lot of people. It really humbles me, really does. You know, I went up there to open God's Word, and we decided we were going to look at what the Bible teaches about being a servant leader in the church, and we just stuck with the Word of God, and here I am with, you know, doctors and lawyers and candlestick makers and teachers and retirees of every kind. You could feel the respect. You know what I'm saying by that? And you know, when I get up and speak to them, I punctuate everything I say with my own church in Spartanburg, right here. I tell them what my own fellowship means to me. what God has done these decades that I've been privileged to serve as pastor with a people like this. I love you and thank God for you. Folks, I want you to listen to what I'm saying because it just comes from a heart. I tell my people all the time how much I love them, and it comes from my heart. And we're not a perfect people, and goodness, those around me know how imperfect I am. I'm just a sinner saved by God's grace. But I tell you, I can never tell our people how much I'm grateful for the respect and honor that you all afford me as your pastor. You don't have to do that. It's very, very precious. But you know, no matter how much you and I respect each other, I cannot do for you what only Jesus can do. I can teach and guide, and my role as pastor of a local congregation is to ask God to put a vision in my heart that I put forward in front of the godly people of our congregation. I say, this is where I think God wants us, and we begin that wonderful godly counsel and discussion with so many men and women. I have the most incredible ministry team from which all of this emanates. But folks, I cannot do what Jesus, I cannot be the guarantor of a better covenant. That's what God's saying. Please listen. Thank you for your love. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being honorable. Thank you for being careful what you say in front of me. Just thank you. Thank you for letting me be. But I cannot give you what only Jesus can. You see, the high priest, their role could never be permanent. And what they offered could not last forever. And what God is telling us here is there's only one Savior. So let me tell you why. There are a number of reasons. Number one, because He lives perpetually. He lives perpetually. That's what verse 24 is all about. He holds His priesthood permanently. There's only one Savior because He lives perpetually. God is not dead. America, God is not dead. He hasn't gone away. He's not hiding. He didn't move to Mexico or to Africa. He lives there already because He lives everywhere. He's not a citizen of any country. He's not an American or an African or a Chinaman. He's not Spanish speaking. He doesn't speak Russian. He speaks every language. He's every culture because He's not culture. He's every political dispensation because He's not political. This is Jesus, and He lives permanently at the right hand of the Father because He is God.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, and he'll be back in just a moment to complete today's message, Only One Savior. I also want to remind you that if you've missed portions of today or portions of this week's series, you can get connected and caught up on our website at theencouragingword.org. A great number of resources to both watch and listen to, download, connect with. If you want to go old school and grab some of the great books that are available from Dr. Don, I want to tell you about a book called Totally Secure a little later in the broadcast, but it's just one of many of his outstanding books that dive us deeper into God's Word and draw us closer to Jesus Himself. Again, that's coming up in just a minute, but right now, remember, we're here for you 24 hours a day to 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton called Only One Savior.
There's only one Savior. He lives perpetually, but second, there's only one Savior according to this text because He saves completely. He doesn't only live perpetually, but He saves completely. Consequently, verse 25 says, on the basis of our eternal God, because He lives forever, because He reigns forever, because our God is not dead, and because this Jesus took upon Himself the sin of the world, even though He Himself knew no sin, because He satisfied all the requirements of God concerning the redemption of mankind, it is this Jesus, only one Savior, who saves completely. That word uttermost is just too marvelous. I just love it. Uttermost. He saves me to the uttermost. Isn't that a great word? The uttermost. In other words, unlike other kings, other queens, other presidents and prime ministers, other high priests and people of prominence, God is now approachable through the sacrifice of Jesus. And through His Holy Spirit, God now calls us to come boldly to the throne of grace, to the seat of His majesty, to the seat of His honor, to the seat of His power, to the seat of His authority, to the seat of His glory. And it was right there at the throne of grace that Christ made atonement for our sins. And there it is that God's grace is dispensed to all believers for all issues of life. Isn't that wonderful? I get excited with these things, folks. Can you imagine that the Lord Jesus saves us to the uttermost? That He saves us completely? Only one Savior? Yep. He lives perpetually. He saves us completely. Number three, He intercedes continually. Love the second part of verse 25. Since He always lives to make intercession for them. By the way, that little word intercession is an interesting word. I think some of us have got a handle on it and some of us not. I think a lot of our lawyers and attorneys will understand that perhaps a little better than some of us lay people in that kind of judicial sense. But in many ways, it carries with it a judicial concept. Because the word intercession means that Jesus acts on behalf of us. It means that He brings our petitions to God. In that He intercedes for me at the right hand of the Father. It means that He is my and your representative. It means that He's our advocate. I have someone who's my advocate. He takes the plight of my own sorriness because of my own sin and my shame. And through His sacrifice upon the cross, He has advocated through His shed blood upon the cross so that I would be set free and granted a full pardon by the righteous judge who is seated upon His throne. Isn't it amazing? No high priest can intercede for your sin. No preacher can intercede for your sin. We can intercede for one another based upon the needs. You can come to me and say to me, Pastor, I've been diagnosed with the sickness and would you pray for me? There's the ministry of intercession. Can you imagine that God allows you and me to come into His presence and to pick up our family and our loved ones and those that we know and people going through every kind of expression and to pray prayers of intercession? And the most important prayer of intercession is that we would pray that the power of the Spirit of God would come down upon us. We intercede on behalf of our lost and dying world and say, Lord, would you come down and do something that only God can do? We can intercede, but I can tell you something. Only Jesus Christ has the ministry of intercession for your sin in order that you might be saved. And then once having been saved, He continues to intercede in your life concerning all your issues of life. I think that's fantastic. You see, there's the fourth mark of distinction. Let me just remind you, this passage is presenting to you and to me that there's only one Savior. Why? Now remember, if I'm going to come up to somebody and they say to me, tell me, why Jesus? Who Jesus? Perhaps I could say something like this. Well, first of all, because He lives perpetually. He's alive. He lives forever. Reigns forever. That means I can live with Him forever. Number two, because He saves completely to the uttermost. He's the only one. That's my Jesus. And He can be your Jesus. You can do the same thing. You can be saved to the uttermost. But get this. Once having been saved, He intercedes continually. Have you ever found yourself just at wit's end? Don't know what to do. Sometimes, folks, our circumstances in life renders us even speechless. Do you know that the Bible tells us so beautifully that when you're in Christ, the Spirit of God groans for us? Even when sometimes we hurt so badly, we don't know what to say. Spirit of God, the Lord intercedes for us. And number four, He meets our needs accordingly. Look at verse 26 and I'll close with this. For indeed, it was fitting that we should have this high priest. Why? Because in verse 27, he has no need. Because in verse 28, it is the Son who has been appointed, made perfect forever, presenting before the throne of God all that pertains to your life and to mine. He meets our needs accordingly. How does He do this? How does Jesus do this? Can I tell you? It's right here in the book. He does it because He's holy. He does it because He's blameless. Let's look at the text. He does it because Jesus is pure. He does it because He's set apart from sinners. He took upon Himself the sin of the world, but He Himself knew no sin. He does it because Jesus is exalted above the heavens. Unlike other high priests, Jesus, in verse 28, is perfect forever. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Would you pray with me today? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Lord, thank You for Jesus. Our Father in heaven, thank You for Jesus. What a Savior. And Lord, today we have been brought to the point at which we are confronted with that one question: what will we do with Jesus? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall never perish, but will have everlasting life. Thank You, Lord. And may people today come to know You, whom to know is life eternal. In Jesus' name, we all pray together. Amen.
Indeed, what a Savior we celebrate. Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Jesus is using this broadcast right now to remind you that He loves you and He is a pursuing Savior. You may have found that you're trying to run, but God is using this broadcast to let you know it's time to come home, to say yes to Jesus Christ. If you have questions, let us discover those answers in the Bible itself, God's encouraging Word. Give us a call, 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, we'll do that as well on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. And before we get away, another thought from Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me? and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Wow. I believe the Lord has moved in many of our lives, my own life, in the sense of refocusing and readjusting some course correction, so to speak. And if He's done that in your life, let us pray with you. Matter of fact, if you'd like to tell us what God's doing, we might have some specific resources that we could put in your hands for free that would help you take the next step of discipline, meaning discipleship. And again, sometimes we think, discipline? Boy, that sounds bad. No, it's the disciplines of life that help us become the men and women of God that He has called us to be. You have a remarkable purpose, a unique purpose. And I pray that you would understand that God wants you to fulfill that purpose. And we have resources that will help that happen. They're online at theencouragingword.org. And also, you can just call and ask about them at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. And one of the resources I mentioned earlier is a book called Totally Secure. It was inspired by Dr. Graham. Let me let Dr. Don tell you the story.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word broadcast ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.
We'd love to hear from you. Put some resources in your hands that will help you discover more about who the Encouraging Word is and how God has called us out. As a matter of fact, just in the last 7 days, 19 people have given their hearts to Jesus Christ. In the last 7 days, a remarkable testimony to what God is doing. Dr. Don will be quick to say it's what God is doing, not what we're doing, except striving to be available to the Lord and His ministry. Again, the number to call is 866-899-9673 or visit us online at theencouragingword.org.